Okay, so we left off last week. We were discussing the issue of Shinui being Kona. We were talking about maybe just one of those lights over there.
Is that
all right, fine, okay. One of those lights. I forget about it. Yeah, that backlight turned off. This one light is like causing a lot of glare. Those backlights. One's behind the mechitza. Sorry about that. Yeah, that's okay, good. And the other one, the other one right by the door of the kitchen. By the door of the kitchen, not that one.
No, it's this one.
Sorry, okay. No, okay, forget it. All right. No, now I can't see it all. Okay, forget it, leave it the way it is. One more light back on. Light here back on. The one on this side, on. On. Okay, leave it. Forget it. Okay, I feel like we're a photographer and an audio guy all rolled into one. You know, the lights, camera, action, as they say. Okay, good. All right. So last week we spoke a little bit about the principle of Shini being Kona, and we spoke about the notion of a Shini being Kona together with a Shini Hashem being Kona. So we mentioned Tosfos brought a raya from a few Gemaras that in order to for a Shini Maisa to be Kona, it's not enough just a Shini Maisa on its own, but it has to be a Shini Maisa that is accompanied by a Shini Hashem. So unless you have an action, something that physically changed the item, as well as it's called something else, short of that, it's not going to be Kona. Why did Tosfos say this in Sukkah? So Tosfos was trying to explain why, when the Gemara has a whole discussion about whether tying together a Hadas, making a Hadas into a bundle, is that called a Shini Maisa, not called a Shini Maisa. So Tosfos said, wait a second, why didn't the Gemara say that the mere detaching it from the ground is the Shinui? Ein lecha Shinui gadol mizeh? So Tosfos says, no, that's not called the Shinui. That doesn't qualify as a Shinui because it's the same Hadas. It's called, the Shem hasn't changed at all. So Shini Maisa without a Shini Hashem is not going to be sufficient. So that was the essay that Tosfos developed last week. They brought a lot of rias to that, and we discussed the pros and cons of that Tosfos. So now I want to take this sugi really to the next level, and I guess it works out in terms of nothing coincidental, but it works out nicely in terms of Inyan Diyom as well, because the next point in this sugya to challenge Shittas HaTosfos that Shini Maisa requires a Shini Hashem actually is a sugya that relates to Pesach. It's a sugya that begins with chametz. I can't really call it a Pesach like a sugya, but it does mention the word chametz, and it is something that becomes relevant for us. So it's actually a Gemara in Maseches Gittin on Daf Nun Gimel Amud Beis. So those who have Gemara is Gittin. Those who don't have Gemara, so it was actually on the, I sent it as on my Mekomis a while ago. But it's really a sugya on Daf Nun Gimel Amud Beis, but we have to give a little bit of a background to the sugya first. The Mishnah in the fifth parak of Gittin tells us that there's a concept called Hezek She'eino Nikar. If I damage a person in a way that it's not even recognizable, then any damage happened. How is that? So I'm a real lamdan. Instead of taking a bat and smashing your window, I go ahead and I'm metame your truma. I go ahead and I pour your wine, the verizara. I go ahead and I cause some halachic damage to your item that is not visible. It's not visible to the physical, to the human eye. It's visible in the halachic universe, but it's not visible to the naked eye, so to speak. That's what's called Hezek She'eino Nikar. So the Mishnah tells us a very, very strange din about Hezek She'eino Nikar. The Mishnah tells us that it depends. If you did it bemazed, if you did it intentionally, you're chayef to pay. If you did it by mistake, you didn't realize that it was tummy, you didn't realize it was true, but you made a mistake, b'shegeg, you don't have to pay. The reason why that's so strange is because that defies the very ABCs of Hilchas Nezikin. We know, the Mishnah tells us in Bava Kamma, Adam Mod Le'olam, if I damage you, it doesn't matter at all whether I took a baseball bat and intentionally smashed a window, or whether by mistake I backed into your car, b'shegeg b'mezid b'einis b'ratzon, a man who causes damage always has to pay Nezek Shalem. So why does the Mishnah differentiate between the Hezek b'mezid versus the Hezek b'shegeg? So there's a machlekes amoraim as to what the reason for that distinction is. So one opinion the Gemara says, the reason is as follows, that min ha-Torah, you're never really chayev to pay for hezek she'eino nikar. That's not a hezek amar b'Torah. When the Torah speaks about having to pay restitution for damaging a person's property, that's only talking about smashing with a baseball bat. That's because they're talking about killing your animal. Maka nefesh behema yishamena. The other mamazik amud batoira is physical damage. A hezek that's only measured in halachic terms is not a hezek amud batoira. And therefore, min haTorah, you never have to pay, neither b'shegig nor b'mezid. So why does the Mishnah say b'mezid you have to pay? So they made a special knas. Chazal made a special penalty on you because you're a manuvel, you're a mushkos, you're damaging people in ways that's causing them terrible hefsed, and you're going to hide behind the din derais of hezek shen or nikar lav shme hezek. That's not right. So therefore, midirabbanan, they made a knas, they penalized you. So the penalty was only made b'mezid, the penalty was never made b'shegig. That's one pshat in the Mishnah. That's how actually we paskin halacha like that opinion. But there was another opinion in the Gemara. The other opinion in the Gemara was that in reality, hezek shener nikar is called hezek. It is considered to be full-fledged damage. And min haTorah you have to pay bein b'shegig, bein b'mezid. So why did Chazal exempt you b'shegig? Because they wanted to encourage you to tell the truth. They wanted you to encourage you to come forward and admit that you made a mistake, that you were metame the guy's truma. Because otherwise, the guy's going to be nichshel eating truma tameya. So to encourage you to make sure that you end up stopping the guy from doing an aveira, we'll say to you, listen, we'll make a plea bargain with you. If you come forward and tell us the truth, if it's only b'shegig anyway, we're going to let you get off. You won't have to pay, even though min haTorah you have to pay. But mezid, we're obviously not going to play any games with you. But mezid, obviously your whole goal was to get the aggravated. Of course you're going to tell them that. It's telling me that was your whole goal. So the bottom line is that everybody agrees to the din of Mishnah, that if you're metame trumasa shel chaveray, menasech yena shel chaveray, you cause the hezek shel nikar. Everybody agrees the bottom line is halach lemaisin shulchan aruch b'mezid chayef b'shegig potter. How did we get to that distinction? So according to one opinion, we got there midaraisa always potter, midrabanan sometimes chayef. According to the other opinion, midaraisa always chayef, midrabanan sometimes potter. So we end up in the same place, we just come from different directions. So that's the background to our part of the sugi right now. The Gemara is fighting it out, the Amarim are fighting it out about a very lumdish concept in halacha, hezek sheno nikar. Is hezek sheno nikar the equivalent of hezek min haTorah or not? So to this background, that the Gemara in Gittin, Daf Nun Gimel Beis, tries to bring a proof, really, literally from left field. It's on the top of Nun Gimel Beis, it's for the two dots, at six lines from the top. No masiv Rav Papa. Rav Papa raises the following objection. Gozo matbeah v'nifsel, truma v'nitmeis, chometz v'avolav ha-pesach, so the Gemara quotes a Mishnah in the ninth parak of Bava Kamma that is not even talking about Mazik. That's the first startling thing. It's talking about Gazlan. Reuven steals an item from somebody else, and now, in the interim, after he steals it, something occurs to that item that makes that item no longer worth what it was beforehand. But the problem is, what occurred to that item was something that wasn't Nikolayan. If you just look at it physically, you don't notice that there's a difference. Now, it happens to be that it's not worth what it was worth, but that's because of non-visible reasons. So, for example, the Mishnah actually gives three cases. Gozumat Bev Nifsel. I steal a coin from you, and then the government disqualifies that coin. They put that coin out of business. Now, nothing changed to the coin. It's not that the coin deteriorated. It's not that the coin was ruined. Not that the coin was smashed. The coin looks exactly the way it did. The only thing is that the government doesn't accept it anymore. So it used to be worth $20, and now it's worthless. Now it's worth two pennies worth of metal, worth of scrap metal. So that's a galzum adbev nifsel. Or truma v'nitmeis. I steal truma from a coin, and the truma becomes tummy. Now, again, to the naked eye, nothing changed. The truma looks the same. But obviously, the truma is worth significantly less than it was before. Or the third case, chometz l'Erev Pesach. That's, of course, in Yonah D'Yoma. I steal somebody's chometz. So Erev Pesach, I break into the pizza store, and I steal 10 pizza pies from the freezer. And now, I didn't bother selling them. I didn't get rid of it. And now, the whole Pesach came. And now, the chometz becomes chomesh l'Erev Pesach. And now, baruch habu, matzoy Pesach, I want to give it back to you. So that chometz is also banah. That chometz is chometz shel Yisrael shavu of a Pesach. There's a big machlekes in the Rishonim. Why exactly is that even asa bano? Who violated by Rav Imatze? The Gazlan, the Nigzel, both, neither. That's already another topic, another time, another place. But it's clear from the Mishnah that this chometz just became asa bano. So the Mishnah delineates three cases where the item has clearly gone down significantly in value, but it's not recognizable whether that happened or not. So the Mishnah concludes about all three cases, the Gazlan has a right to say to the Nigzel, it's yours, this is your coin, it's your problem, this is your truma, it's your problem, this is your chometz, it's your problem, and the Gazlan need not make up the difference. The Gazlan can simply return the item, Again, we're not saying this Gazan is going on a one-way ticket to Olam Haba for what he just did, but in terms of pure din imaminis, the Nigzel doesn't have a leg to stand on. The Gazan says, I stole a loaf of bread, I'm giving you back the loaf of bread. I stole the truma, here's the truma. I stole the coin, here's the coin. It's not worth anything. What does that have to do with me? That's Zashtet and Mishrei Chalafanecha. So comes the Gemara and says the following tremendous, tremendous jump, tremendous chiddush. The E Omras Hezek Sheino Niko Shmei Hezek Hagazdunu Mamoinim Algiboy Shlume. The Gemara says, wait a second. If you hold that unrecognizable damage is called damage in halacha, so then I am giving you back damaged goods. And I can't do that. A Gazdan cannot give back damaged goods. If an item was damaged, then the Gazan has to pay the cash value. So how could the Mishnah have the Gazlan hide behind Hareisha Cholafanecha? Bishlama, if you would hold that Hezek Shein Anikar is Lav Shmei Hezek, if you hold that Truma that's Tomei is not really damaged, if you hold that a coin that's disqualifies is not really damaged, if you hold that Chometz that became Asabana is not really damaged, if you would subscribe to that view, so then the Mishnah makes sense. Then I can understand why I could say Hareisha Cholafanecha. But if you hold that Hezek Sheoniko Shmei Hezek, like the other Pidin Amarayim, so then it's inconceivable that the Gazan should be able to just hide behind the Reish Cholfanecha. The Gemara considered this to be such a refutation that the Gemara boom and says to Yufta, it's not all right, that opinion is rejected outright. To Yufta, it's done, history finished, that Shita is incorrect. Is a raya proof in this Mishnah, Hezek Sheoniko is Lav Shmei Hezek, because if it would have been Shmei Hezek, then the game would have been different. Then there wouldn't have been an ability to say, Haresh Chalfanecha. At Kantivri Agamar. So Rabbi say, this Gemara is Pilei Ploim. Mamish Pilei Ploim, this Gemara. Because the Gemara just mixed apples and oranges. The Sugya that we were talking about was a Sugya of Mazik, of an Adam HaMazik, where I brought about the damage. I went ahead and was Metame Yer Truma. I went ahead and poured your wine to Avodah Zarah. I caused the damage. What happened over here was totally passive. I didn't cause the chametz to become asur banah. I stole the chametz, and now I'm made of the chametz becomes asur banah. The damage happened by itself. Gozel, but bear the nifsal. So I'm not the king. I didn't disqualify the coin. I stole the coin, and now a dovim and a chutz disqualified the coin. Truma vindit meis. It doesn't say that I was metame the truma. The truma became tame by itself. How in the world did the Gemara know that this is the same sugya? Just because in these cases, Hezek Shein Anikar is Lav Shmei Hezek, that means because I didn't do it biadayim. But if I did it biadayim, it's a different sugya. So basically, the question is glaring in the sugya, is that how in the world can the Gemara compare the standards for what's called the Maisa Hamazik Min HaTorah to what's called the Heishos Hegzer Shegozel? What do they have to do with each other? One's a sugi of a maisa adam, and one is not. So ma in shpita etzla sinai. How did the Gemara know to compare the two? So this is not my kasha. This is Taisus kasha. So Taisus asks the second of the Divrei Maschil on the Gimel Beis Gazlanu Mamam Ma'al Yibay Lishul Mitema. Tehechi Midami Hocha to Bemeil Matam Yadayim. How did the Gemara know to make such a dimyan? How did the Gemara know to make such a comparison? So Taisus supports the kasha, makes the kasha stronger and stronger and stronger. And finally, Taisus gives the punchline. So if you skip down a little bit to the first words on the line of Yesh Leimer, it says Taisus Yesh Leimer, the Kevan the Hezek she'enonikash mehezek. If that sheet is correct, the sheet that we're about to reject, if that opinion is correct that Hezek she'enonikash is called the Hezek, here's the punchline of Taisus. You have to read these words very carefully. Imkain chashiv le ki'ilu hiniker. The mandiyomer that subscribes to Hezek she'enonikash being Hezek basically holds that there's no difference in halacha between ena nikar and nikar. It's identical. The imkain, says Taisus, here's the punchline of the punchline, ein lecha shinoi gadol mizeh. And therefore, once a hezek she'eno nikar occurs, al pidin, that's like a hezek nikar that occurred, there's no difference between the two. And once a hezek hadover happened, a hezek translates to mean a shinoi, and once there's a shinoi, that's a disaster, because v'konim ha'gazlon b'shinoi. Once the Gazan is kind of b'shinui, v'tzorach l'shalim b'mamon ma'aliyah, v'shamin ke'en shagaz v'lo matzim l'ayim v'shchal fanecha. Zog Taisus the following yisoid, that everything is hinging on the following. Says Taisus, Reuven steals something from Shimon, and something happens to that item, it goes down in price. When can Reuven say Haresh Chalofanecha? And when do we turn around to Reuven and say, sorry, Charlie, you have to pay back the original value? What determines the ability to say Haresh Chalofanecha, and what prevents you from saying Haresh Chalofanecha? Says Taisus, there's one word and one word alone, Shinui. Because Shinui is Kaina. When a Shinui is Kaina, so the Kinyan Ayde Shinui is the ma'akev of saying Haresh Chalofanecha. If Shinui is not Kaina, so then you can say Haresh Chalofanecha. That's the Yisei that Dovah says Taisus. That's the engine that's driving the Sugya. Therefore, the Gemara says, how do you define whether something's a Shinui or not? So if it's a Dovah HaNikar La'ayin, that's a Shinui. Can we call a dover she'eino nikar la'ayin ishinoi? Says Tais, it depends. If you hold that hezek she'eino nikar ishme hezek, so then eino nikar is identical to nikar. If eino nikar is identical to nikar, so then that's called a shinoi. If it's called a shinoi, that's the Gemara's kasha. Abazoi, if so, then how can you say reshchal fanecha? So Tais just came up with the link. Tais just created the bridge between the two sugyas. At first glance, the question was glaring. How could the Gemara mix and match a sugya of mazik b'yadayim to a sugya of gezela where the damage happens by itself? The answer is, says Tosfos, that's irrelevant. That's not important. What's important is very simple. Yeshinui, nishinui. If a shinui happened, the game's over. If a shinui didn't happen, then the Gazan could say, Haresh Chalofanecha. And the Gemara proved, obviously a shinui didn't happen, because they're saying, Haresh Chalofanecha. You see from here, a shinui didn't happen. I'll tell you why a shinui didn't happen. Because it's eino nikar. And I'll tell you why that's not called a shinui. Because hezek she'eino nikar is lav shme hezek. So this taisus is an eye-opener. This is a yesai. This is a taisus. You need a rashiva stash. You're clawing this taisus. That even though in the Gemara doesn't say the word shinui doesn't even appear in the sugya. Taisus said the key in between the lines of the Gemara is the magic word shinui. As Reb Chaim used to say, you have to read not just what the Gemara says, you have to read in between, the blank spots in between the words also. So according to Taisus, the most important word, the most important phrase in the sugya doesn't even appear. It's obvious, it's muvan me'elav, that the yisei dover, the entire sugya is shini kaina. That's the ma'akev of saying Haresh Chalofanecha. Before we move on to analyze this Taisus, and to see those who disagree with Taisus, let's just stop and ask a question on Taisus. Why is that so? Why is that phenomenon true that a shinui is the ma'akev of saying Haresh Chalofanecha? Why is that true? Why can't I say Haresh Chalofanecha? I stole an item, a shinui occurred, and I still want to say Haresh Chalofanecha. Lama lo? Why is the occurrence of a shinui an ikuv in saying Haresh Chalofanecha? So the Ktzos writes that the reason why it is impossible to say Haresh Chalofanecha when a shinui happened, is for the very simple reason. Listen to the words. Just translate the words. Harei shelcha lefanecha. Shelcha means it belongs to the nigzel still. The whole ability to say harei shelcha lefanecha, the whole idea I steal something, it goes down in value, and I can still pass it off to the nigzel and walk away scot-free, that's because the item is shaloi. At the end of the day, if you own property, if the property goes down, you're the one who suffers the loss, not somebody else. So if the item still belongs to the nigzal, he's going to suffer the loss. We feel bad for him. The gazlan's a manuvel and a mushkos, and he's terrible. It's true, he's a mamash balavera. But push comes to shove, if the stock market goes down, the person who owns the property has to lose. So too over here, the nigzal owns the property because shinui didn't occur. So says the Ktzos, the reason why the shinui undoes the ability to say Haresh Chalofanecha is very simple, because it's not shalom anymore. You could only say Haresh Chalofanecha when it's still shaloi. So according to the Ktzos, it's the ownership, a lack thereof of the nigzol, that's the kaveya that determines whether you can say Haresh Chalofanecha. So one of the members of the mishpacha of the Ktzos, it was the Ktzos's brother, the Truma Sakri. It was a, if I'm not mistaken, it was a grandson-in-law of the Truma Sakri who wrote the Hagos on the Sefer Truma Sakri. The Ktzos's brother wrote, Kutus HaSfekis, wrote the Truma Sakri, at all these great Svarim, where many of them are printed together with the Ktzais. The Ktzais' brother actually was the one who supervised all the publishing of the Ktzais' Svarim. And the Akdama to the Ktzais, so he thanks his brother profusely, who he said his brother spent weeks and weeks and weeks sitting by the printing house to make sure that everything was printed properly. So his brother also was at Adam Golad Ma'id, so he published a few Svarim as well, and many of them got printed together with the Ktzais. So if I'm not mistaken, I think it's his grandson-in-law who wrote the Gos on the Sefer Truma Sakri, that disagreed with the old uncle, the Ktzais, with the great-great-uncle, the Ktzais. So the Aruch of Truma Sakri, he writes, he doesn't think that's the reason why. He thinks the reason why, when you're kind of bishinoi, why it becomes impossible to say Reish Chofanecha, is not because the item does or does not belong to the Nigzel. That's not really the issue. The real issue is as follows. Every time a person steals something, they become a chuyv in the midst of that Torah Heishvah Zegzeyashah Gazel. But we've already learned enough of the third Pechasukha to know that sometimes the Heishiv doesn't apply. Once the Gazlon is kind of Bishinoi, or it's kind of be Yush, according to those who say Yush is kind of, or it's kind of be Yush and Shinyash, whatever mechanism of Kinyan that he has, once it becomes the Gazlon's, then the mitzvah Hashav is off, and now he becomes Mechuv in a different mitzvah. The different mitzvah is Vashilam HaSebereshai. There's a Chayvah Tashlumin. Many Rishonim say that there are two different halachas. There's one mitzvah of Hashav HaSegezela, and there's another din of Tashlumin Be'ara Gezela. When do you apply one and when do you apply the other? It's very simple. Kolzman that the Gazlan wasn't koine yet, there's the mitzvah Hashav HaSegezela. Kolzman the Gazlan is koine, then it becomes Mechuv in Tashlumin HaGezela. The din of Reish Chol Fanecha is a prat in Uchas Hashav HaSegezela. Listen to the words, V'heish V'zeh Shagazel. What's the mocker for the phrase, Reish Chol Fanecha? It's taken right out of Parshas Vayikra. V'heish V'zeh Shagazel. The Torah says you have to return what you stole. I returned. I've been returned already. I returned it. I did it myself, Shava. Reish Chol Fanecha is a detail in the mitzvah Hashava. But if the chiv of the Gazlan is not a chiv Hashava anymore, that chiv Hashava is long gone because he was kind of Bishinoi, now the Gazlan becomes Nischayev in Tashlumin. Tashlumin has another din. So that means you have to pay the higher amount. You can't pay the lower amount of right now. So says the Truma Sakri's great grandson, whatever he was, he says that the ikov of Sefer Reish Chol Fanecha is not neveya from the nigzol. Not like the Ktzais who said that if it belongs to the nigzol, so that enables you to say Reish Chol Fanecha, and if it doesn't, then it doesn't. No, says the Maftecha, says the Ha'aris of Truma Sakri. The Ikov is not a din that's neveh, it doesn't emanate from the Nigzal, it emanates from the Gazlan. Kolzman that the Gazlan is mechuyav in Hashava, then you can get off of the Reish Chol Fanecha. If the Gazlan is mechuyav in Tashlumin, then the world is different. It sounds like semantics. What's the difference? Whether the din emanates from the Nigzal or emanates from the Gazlan? So, Chapa Nafkamin Ladina, it's not really a sugi right now, but Chapa Nafkamin Ladina, you could have a very, very strange scenario in Halacha where Reuven steals something from Shimon, and that item was Yotso Medeshus HaNigzal. It doesn't belong to the Nigzal yet, but it has not yet entered into Rishus HaGazlan. It's in no man's land. It's mamish stuck in limbo. If you want to know what that wild case is, you got to replace him and Shimon Sakri. You got to figure out, there's such a case. We can have a Gazela that's Nishta here. It got stuck in, lost in space. That it was Yotso Medeh HaNigzal, but it's not quite a Gilead HaGazlan. So that's going to happen afkamini between the two Gedolei Olam. If it's the ownership of the nigzel that's the kaveya being able to say Reish Chol Fanecha, once that ownership is papa, then the game's over, and then you can't say Reish Chol Fanecha anymore. But if the kaveya or the meneya of saying Reish Chol Fanecha is the nichlus l'shus ha-gazlon, which changes his obligation from a din ha-shavu to a din tashlumin, kolt zman that transformation didn't occur, so then he could still say Reish Chol Fanecha. So that's the Nekudas HaMachlokes. So those who are interested can take a look. So you can take a look. There's a Ktzois and Simon Tavav a little bit about it. There's Truma Sakri about it. Take a look. Binyamin, Svi, all the young men here. Everyone's got plenty of time now. We're going to put the Yeshiva Bachram to work on this one. So take a look at the Ktzois and Simon Tavav so you'll understand what I'm talking about. You can have a case that's stuck mamish in limbo between the Gaza and the Nigzal, Machlokes and Gedei Le'olam, whether you can say Reish Chol Fanecha. But back to our story. So again, so what Tosis just told us was the following, you say. Tosis just told us that what's making or breaking the saying of Reish Chol Fanecha is, was there a Kinyan? And if there was a Kinyan, depends on, do you say this is Nikur or not Nikur? It's clearly not Nikur. Is that halakhically like Nikur or not? So, l'chayrid is a big problem with this Tosis. It's a huge problem with this Tosis, and this is now relates back to Sugi Masechah Sukkah. Tosfos told us the Yesod last week. We spent the whole hour last week developing the Yesod that a shini maisa on its own merits is not koydim. You could have a shini maisa from today till tomorrow. It's not sufficient to be koydim unless it's accompanied by a shini hashem. A shini maisa minus a shini hashem. If people call it the same item, I don't care whether it physically underwent a change. If the oilam calls it the same item, that's not the parasha shini koydim. That was Toysis Raya from Hadassim, Toysis Raya from Sugizim Baba Kama. We had Rambams last week, it was Gazela. That's the Yisrael Yisraelis of last week, that Shini Maisa is not sufficient, it has to be covered by Shini Hashem. Comes the Ktsois and says, according to that Toysis, I don't understand this Gemara B'chol. The Gemara gives us an example of one of these funny cases, Gozel Chometz V'Ovro Lava Pesach. That's to get gozel chametz for lulav pesach, and the Gemara says that if you accept that hezek she'er nikra shmei hezek, then it's a shini maisa and it's koina and the game's over, and the Gemara rejected that opinion because of that kasha. So it's clear from the Gemara that if you hold this again, we happen to hold hezek she'er nikra shmei hezek. So for us, it's not relevant. But the Gemara is clear as day, gittin and gimel, black on white. The way Tosfos just read the Gemara, that if hezek she'er nikra shmei hezek, gozel chametz is called a hezek, and as a hezek, it qualifies as a shinui, and as a shinui, it's koina, and if it's koina, you can't say reshchol fanecha. I just said over the Gemara, I just mamish said over outside exactly what we read together inside. Frek the tzoyis the kasha, who sees the kasha coming? Rabbi said, who sees the kasha? We bechavit the kasha of the tzoyis. Gozel chometz v'ovrul over Pesach. That's a shinui? That's a shinui Hashem? What do we call a pizza before Pesach? I call it a piece of pizza. And what do I call it after Pesach? A weiter piece of pizza. I call it a loaf of bread before Pesach. I call it a loaf of bread after Pesach. I call it a box of cereal before Pesach. I call it a box of cereal after Pesach. You want to tell me it's a shini maisi? You want to tell me it's a din hezek? You want to tell me hezek shir nikos chalon and Hashem hezek? It's all zayin. But shini Hashem is nisht. There's no shini Hashem here. So if Tosfos is right, if that Tosfos in Sukkah, we're learning Sukkah right now, we're learning Gittin, we're learning Pesachim. If Tosfos in Sukkah is right, that a Shini Maisa minus a Shini Hashem is goinish, is nothing, is meaningless, how could the Gemara even contemplate, even raise the possibility that Gozel Chometz is a Shinui? A Shini Maisa, yeah, but a Nishkin Shini Hashem. So the whole Gemara just falls flat. According to Tosfos, the engine that's driving the entire sugya is we're declaring Gozel Chometz is a Shinui. Vosfa Shinui, there's no Shinui. It's Lachi Shinui Hashem. That's how the Tosfos read this Gemara. Most people, when they read this Gemara, get to, yeah, okay, yeah, great, the Gemara. The Kasha tells you, the Terrace, the Shinui, yeah, move on. The Tosfos says, no, you can't read this Gemara based on last week's Shia. So Rabbi say, we're going to try to give two approaches to solve this dilemma, to answer, it takes a lot of guts to try to answer the Ktzos, but we're going to attempt to answer the Ktzos' Kasha. One is going to be a fairly simple teretz, because it's going to be drawing off of something that we spoke about last week, and one's going to be a little bit more elaborate teretz. But the whole goal for the next half hour is to answer the Ktzos' Kasha. So the simple teretz is a throwback to last week. It already had its roots in the Bir HaGra. If you remember last week, the Bir HaGra looked at Tosfos and said, really? Every Shini Maisa needs a Shini Hashem? It's not true. And the Gra, Kedarka B'Kodesh, collected 3, 4, 5 different Gemaras. That's it. It's not true. We spoke of last week, if you remember, Gozel Tlev and Asa Ayil, we spoke about. We spoke about other Gemaras. We spoke about Gemaras that seem to accept Shini Maisa without Shini Hashem. And the Gra concluded for us that there's no absolute rule. It's not an absolute what Tosfos said. Some Shini Maisas do and some don't. So we left hanging last week. What do you mean some do some? What kind of klal is that? It sounds like an absurd klal. Sometimes yes, sometimes no. Whenever it works in our benefit, we say it. What does that mean? What do the words mean? So we developed the principle last week as follows. That what's Pshat and Tosfos? What's the Bira Dover? What's driving Tosfos, this idea that a Shini Maisa needs a Shini Hashem? What's wrong with the Shini Maisa alone? The Heishon Zesha Gozel? Im Ke'en She Gozel Yachsim La'av Dom Yalma? Ze Shteitin Chumash? We had the Pesukim from Esther, from Gezela. What is the Chesed? What's felt in Shini Maisa? Why does Shini Maisa need a Shini Hashem to accompany it? So we suggested the Yisoid last week that Shiria Maisa fundamentally works on its own. The only thing is, it's very, very hard to determine whether something is really called a Shiria Maisa or not. It's not always so poshut. It's very tricky. Remember we saw Tosfos. Tosfos last week said, I take a piece of wood and I sandpaper it down. Is that called a Shiria Maisa? So it used to be rough wood, now it's smooth wood. Is that called a Shiria Maisa? I don't know. I have an animal, it used to be there. It's not always so clear what's called a Shiria Maisa. So whenever there's ambiguity, whether a particular Shiria Maisa is called a Shiria Maisa, what we do is we look at the dictionary and we say, well, let's take a look and see. Nefesh Chayahu Shemoi, whatever Adam Rishon calls it, so that's the Chavtz is defined by the Shem. So whenever there's an ambiguity, there's a vagueness in the particular Shiria Maisa, we're going to look to Shiria Hashem to, as a barometer, as a way to test, did we really experience a Shiria Maisa or not? But, say the Acharenim, what if I know for a fact is a Shiria Maisa? It's an open and shut case. It's not ambiguous, it's not vague, it's obvious, clear as day, Das is a Shiria Maisa. So, it's a Shiria Maisa, Shiria Maisa. I don't need Shiria Hashem. What are you Shiria Hashem for? I have a Shiria Maisa, what are you Shiria Hashem for? So if and when I don't know that I have a Shiria Maisa, I could use Shiria Hashem as a way to measure whether I have a Shiria Maisa. But if I know for a fact I have a Shiria Maisa, what do I need Shiria Hashem for? Once you interpret the sugi of Tais like that, then the sky's the limit. I can plug in that form into any sugi. When the Gemara here says, according to the Ban Yoma, that Hezek Shem Nikash Mehezek, Gozel Chametz is the real Bekoi. It is such a Hezek and Nikar. It is so fundamentally Shiria Maisa. It is so radically different. Chametz before Pesach and Chametz over Pesach are so different from one another. I couldn't care less that the Olam calls it bread. I don't care what the Olam at Kazok, it's pizza, it doesn't matter. It's such a radically different pizza because Hezek Shiro Nikar Shme Hezek. Midarais, it's called a different Chefza. Midarais, it's a Dover and Nikar. Midarais, it's a Shinui. And therefore, it's Koine even without a Shinui Hashem. So if you're willing to go down the route of the Goyin from last week, that Shiria Maisa can carry its own weight if and when it's clear, then we could simply plug that principle into our Gemara and say, yeah, it's clear as day. If you hold Hezek Shiria Nikar Shme Hezek, Gozel Chometz Rav Pesach is Hezek HaNikar, it's a Shini Godel, it's a Shini Belishim Sofeg, and it doesn't need Shini Hashem. That could be one response of the Halak of Balak Tais. But we want to suggest a different beer. And the beer that we're going to suggest is not our own. It's something that gets to the heart and soul of this sugya in Maseches Gittin, and by extension gets to the heart and soul to so many things we've been talking about. We've been talking for almost the last 3-4 months already about the sugyas of Shini Koyin and Shini Hashem. So many different things have been swirling around. We're now going to break almost new territory now. A whole new angle to the sugya of Shini Koyin, and it's going to be Reb Chaim who's going to walk us through the beginning of it, and then his son, the Brisker Rav, is going to finish the job for us. So we'll get a combination of two pieces, one that appears in the Chiddush of Chaim in the Rambam, one that appears in the Chiddush of the Brisker Rav in the Rambam, and between the two, we're going to try to develop a Yesod that's going to be able to help us not only answer the Ketzos Kasha, but it's going to help us fundamentally understand what is going on in terms of so many things that we've been talking about. We begin with the Gemara in Maseches Bava Kamma. It's a Gemara of Tzadi Ches in Bava Kamma. The Gemara is commenting on the Mishnah that we've been talking about and getting about the Reish Chol Fanechas. The Mishnah rattled off a whole bunch of cases where you could say Reish Chol Fanecha, Gozel Chametz over for Pesach, Gozel Be'ev Nifsol, all the different cases where the Gazdan turns around to the Nigzol a month later and says, guess what, here's your property, I'm returning it back to you. The Nigzol screaming hysterical, what do you mean? You're giving me back money that was disqualified from the government. The Gazdan says, sorry, Reish Chol Fanecha. The Nigzol says, you're giving me back a pizza that's also banal, I gotta burn it now. The guy says, sorry, Charlie, Reish Chol Fanecha. So the Mishnah says, you can say Reish Chol Fanecha. So if you take a look at Bava Kamma, Tzadi Ches Amud Beis, the Gemara says, how do we know all of this is true? So it's where the Mishnah begins. It's up about 10 lines or so from where the Mishnah started. The first line is Bar Shmuel, the end of the line. Tanina, V'heishiv is a gezela. The Torah says you have to return the gezela. Mata b'lom rasha gozal. Why does the Torah repeat the phrase asha gozal? You steal the thing that you stole. Obviously, it's what you stole. If it's a stolen item, you stole it. So what's the redundant phrase, the superfluous phrase of Shagazel? Matam lo shegozel. Yachse ke ein shegozel. The phrase shegozel teaches me that basically what the gazlan has to do is return what he stole. Mikan omru, from here Chazal said, gozel matbeya v'nifso, peiros v'rekivu, yayin v'hechmitz, chuma v'nitmes, chometz v'pesach. Gives you a few other examples. These are all examples where the gazlan has a right to turn around to the nigzel and say, the common denominator in all of these things is that it's not nikaliayin. If the change would be nikaliayin, the Mishnah gives some examples of that also, and there the Mishnah says, nothing doing. There the Mishnah says, if it is in fact nikaliayin, then you have to pay kishasa gazela. If you take a look back at the Mishnah for a second at Sarivav Amabez, the Mishnah draws this clear distinction. The Mishnah says, the third line of the Mishnah, gozel matbeya v'nistak. If a person steals a coin and the coin gets cracked, not disqualified by the government, gets cracked, so the Mishnah concludes, b'shalom kishasa gazela. If it's matbeya v'nifsol, then I'm ma'ar v'shal fanecho. So the Mishnah is very clear that if there's a physical difference, you cannot say v'shal fanecho. If there's no physical difference, then you can say v'shal fanecho. And what's the source for this parasha? What's the source for this chiluk? The magic words of shegozel. So Chazal are interpreting this din of Asher Gozel to mean, if the item is intact, and how do you define intact? If it's physically intact, looks the same, doesn't really look like anything major or different, as long as it looks kind of the same as it was, then you just return it and call it a day, and the nigzel suffers the loss. But if it's not Ke'en Asher Gozel, because it's cracked, or because I stole wine, the wine's now spoiled to become vinegar, that's already different, that's already Nikola Latam, I can already taste it's different, that's a physical change. Any change that's physical in nature is not called a shagazel and called gazel misham shasa gazela. So notice the makor for this din. The makor for this din, the ability or lack thereof to say v'shkol fenecha, is derived from the magic words v'heshek zeh shagazel. Rabbi say, what other din is derived from v'heshek zeh shagazel? What other halacha do we know from v'heshek zeh shagazel? Take a look back on the Bakama daf samach vav amin aleph. But the Gemara tells us that Amar Rabba, the first one on the line is Achshav, about a third of the way down. Amar Rabba, Shini Kain, Ksivu Tanina. Ksivu Heshag Zeh, Shagazel. Matam Lame Shagazel, Ke'en Shagazel, Yachsim Ladom Yama Bay Shlomei. The source for Hagdazel Eitzav Yasson Kalim, the fact that I steal wood and turn it into a table, I get to keep the table, tough luck on you. That's learned from the same words, Ashagazel. So notice, we're learning two different halachas, two different sugyas, that are quoting the same sugya. One sugya is talking about some damage happening to the item that was stolen, and the Mishnah is differentiating if it's physical damage, visible damage or not. And the Gemara is invoking the parish of the phrase of Shagozel. And on Sabbath Vav, we're not talking about damage happening, fakir, we're talking about something got approved. I stole wood and I turned it to a table. But a shinui happened. If a shini happens, I'm koina. And if a shini didn't happen, then I have to return the item itself. Zoktim Chaim, this Chedush Milchus Gezela, Yesh Lachkor. One could raise a question, how to understand these two sugyas. Strangely enough, they're both pinpointing the same pasuk. One could understand the two sugyas in one of two ways. Either one could understand, it's the identical sugya. The sugya is one sugya and one sugya alone. Namely, shinui or no shinui. If shinui is kaina, so multiple things happen. If and when shinui is kaina, the gazlan gets to keep the table. And if shinui kaina and the item went down in value, then kol gazlan misham kishasa gazela. Both sugyas are two sides of the same coin. They're both expressions of the same yesod of shinui kaina. Shinui is kaina sabach vav l'tovas gazlan. Shinui is kaina tzadiches l'ra'as gazlan. But it's all one question, is shini kaina or shini not kaina? That's one way of learning the sugya. And says Reb Chaim, there's another way of learning the sugya. There's a radically different way of learning the sugya. These are two different halachas. They're two different sugyas. One is a sugya shini kaina. And in order to meet the criteria of shini kaina, there may be a half dozen criteria that have to be met. I don't even know what they are yet, says Reb Chaim. I'm not interested in talking about them right now. But in order to qualify as a shinui kaina, It has to meet Hilcha Shina Kaina, meet Shulchan Aruch list of 25 different criteria for Shina Kaina. What's happening in Daf Tzadi Ches has nothing to do with Shina Kaina, says Reb Chaim. There's another din, a bezunder din, a separate distinct halacha. When I steal something, and I want to know, I'm not koine. I didn't even meet the criteria to be koine. It's not my object. I'm not asking to be koine. I just want to know one thing alone. Who has to pay for the loss of value? The gazlan or the nigzal? That's the only question on the table. We're not discussing who's koine. No one was koine. The shini wasn't even a halachic shini. It didn't meet the criteria of shini. We're merely discussing who has to suffer the loss. Can the gazlan just hand it back to him and say, sorry, Charles Rishchel, fanecha not? That's what Tzadi Ches is telling me. It's the same pasuk, but a different din lagami. It's totally different. Nothing to do with the other din. It's a separate halacha that says that when can you say Hareish Ruch Fanecha? When does the gazlan get off the hook? He gets off the hook. Calls man that it's Ke'en Shagazal. And if it's not Ke'en Shagazal, I did not say Shina Kainer, Rabbi is saying. Don't misquote me. I did not say Shina Kainer, says Rabbi Chaim. And if it's not Ke'en Shagazal, even though it's Shini, it's not a Shinui, because it didn't meet Halach's A, B, C, D, E, F of Shini Koine. It falls short of being Koine. Or but Ke'en Shagazal's Nisht. If it's not Ke'en Shagazal, then you have to pay Kishasa Gezela. Not because you're a Koine. There's a separate Halacha that if it's not Ke'en Shagazal, then you can't pass it off for the Reish Chol Fanecha. These are two different sugyas, says Reb Chaim. They're not totally Zebezeh necessarily. They're two different sugyas. Rabbi Yisai, who's going to bring me Uriah from last week to the second side of Reb Chaim? Who's going to tell what Reb Chaim said based on what we said last week? Who remembers the Rambam from last week? Those who have a Rambam, take out a Rambam here. Those who have it on the Mekoymus, on the Mar Mekoymus, which I sent out last week also. Those who have a Rambam in the Zikin, in Uchaz Gezela, Perigimel. Where was it? Perek Beis. Hold on 1 second, if we can find it. Perek Beis, I'm sorry. Perek Beis, Lachetes Vav. Those who have a Rambam. Listen to this Rambam. Gozal Kli Vishibroi. I stole the Kli, and now the Kli is broken. Ein Shamalu Abchas. I can't just give him the broken pieces. El Mishalim Domov, Vakli Ashavashal Gazlan. The Gazlan cannot get away with just giving him broken pieces and calling it a day. He's got to reimburse him to exactly what the value was at the time of the Gezela. So you cannot say Reish Chol Fanecha. Zogt Rambam, V'imrotzu habaylim litlo kli ashovor neit mishamchas. What if the Nigzel says, I have sentimental value with that broken pot, I want my pot back. I'll take the pot, it's okay, and just give me the difference of price, I want the pot. The Nigzel has the right to demand the pot. So the Rambam just told you two halachas about the same broken pot. The pot's broken, so therefore the gazlan cannot just give him broken pieces. On the other hand, if the nigzal wants the pot, he gets the pot back. If you remember from last week, the Magen Mishnah raised the kasha in this Rambam. The Magen Mishnah says, "V'tzorchi and lam lo kona gazlan shini maisa." If there was a shini maisa that happened here, it's a broken pot now. How does the Nigzel have a right to say, I want the pot back sentimentally? If I steal your wood and turn it into a table, you can't say you want your wood back for sentimental reasons. It's my wood. It's my table. I pay you the money. It's my table. I was kind of a shinu. So how could the Rambam tell you that the Nigzel has a right to demand the broken pot back if he so desires? Says the Magen Mishnah, a korchach, a shinu didn't happen. You have to say a shinu didn't happen. Says the Magen Mishnah, why didn't a shinu happen? Listen to this. Rulai b'shishmayalov. The reason why a shini didn't happen is because it's still called a pot. Like Tosis from beginning of this year. What the Magen Mishnah just said is that it just fell short of the criteria of shini maisa. It's not called a shini maisa because it's lacking shini Hashem. You have to say that in the Rambam. Otherwise, there's no way to explain how the Rambam lets the Nigzel demand his pot back. So, Hocha b'mayaskinan, it didn't meet the criteria of a shinui. So, I don't understand, Zok Reb Chaim. If the Magen Mishnah is right that it didn't meet the criteria of a shinui, why can't the gazlan give the broken pieces back? If the nigzal wants money, he's entitled to money. Why? Why can't I say Reish Chol Fanecha Manoshach? The Manoshach is Reb Chaim. If what happened to this pot qualifies as a shinui, then the Nigzal has no right to demand his pot back. If what happened to this pot was not a shinui, then why can't the Gazer just pass off the broken pieces? Zemin Fados, says Reb Chaim, you see from this Rambam, from this Magen Mishnah, Poshut, that the Rambam held, the inability to say Arei Shel Lefanecha is not dependent upon Shini Koine. You could have something that fails in terms of Shini Koine, the Afal Pichein, you can't pass it off Arei Shel Lefanecha. You know why? Because the criteria that determine the ability to say Arei Shel Lefanecha are not the same criteria that govern Shini Koine. Shini Koine is one sugi, that's Bav Kama Samach Vav. And then Amira Sarech Chol Fenecho is Bav Kama Tzadiches. And the two different parashias happen to be coincidentally derived from the same phrase, but they're different worlds. To qualify as a Shini, it has to be X, Y, and Z. And one of those X, Y, and Z's, it has to be Shemai, Ashini Hashem as well. But to have the inability to say Sarech Chol Fenecho, it's not the same pot, it's a broken pot. That's all that matters. A Shini might happen to this pot, it's not the same, it's not Kein Shagozel, I can't pass through Sarech Chol Fenecho. So Reb Chaim proved beyond the shadow of a doubt that the Rambam Shita is that the two dinim are not totally zevzeh. You can have one without the other. You can have something that's not a shini for shini kind of purposes, but it's enough of a change to prevent the amiras of Eshchol Fenecha. Shtay shtay pefavish in Rambam. You can't read this Rambam any other way, says Reb Chaim. And who's the bar plukta of the Rambam? Who disagrees with the Rambam? Tosus. Because if you go back to the Tosus to get the Nafman Gimel, the Gemara brought a raya from Gozel Chometz V'Avlov HaPesach. That's Tzadiches. That's the second sugya in Bava Kama. What word did Tosus put into the sugya? What phrase did Tosus say that's driving the entire sugya in Daflon Gimel? What was the phrase? Shini Koine. Tosus had gesagt that when the Gemara says that you can't say Reish Chofedech, you know why? Tosus says that Chashim Kilo Nika V'in Ein Chashini Godel Mizeh. Tosfos said, what's driving Gozel Chavetz over Pesach? You know why you could still say Harech Chofanecha? Because you weren't kind of Bishinui. The Bachloikis Tosfos in the Rambam says, Reb Chaim, is this very point. How to understand these two halachas? Is this one sugi and one sugi alone? Shini Koine is the end game. Everything hinges upon Shini Koine. If it's Shini Koine, the Gazlan keeps it, and therefore you can't say Harech Chofanecha? What do I say? No, these are two different halachas. Shini Koine is one parasha, and then the ability or lack thereof to say Arech Chofecha is a different parasha derived from the same Pesuk, a different parasha. So Tosfos, who connected the dots on the Gimel Beis, but Zocht Reb Chaim, the Rambam, clearly from that Rambam, Shibra Kli did not connect the dots. So that was Reb Chaim's observation, Huchas Gezeila. Reb Chaim discovered this Rambam in Magid Mishnah. He's the one who connected the dots, and said that according to the Rambam, the dots are not connected. They're two different sugyas. Comes the Brisker Rav and says that according to the Rambam, one could read the sugya Nun Gimel radically different than Tosfos. Tosfos said the ability or lack thereof to say Harech Chofanecha is synonymous with Shini Koine. Zok the Brisker Rav, according to by Tata, according to Reb Chaim, you don't need Tosfos. Remember we said when we read the Gemara in Nun Gimel, we made the observation that the word Shini doesn't even appear in the Gemara. Tosfos stuck it in between the lines. Says the Brisker Rav, you know why it doesn't appear in the Gemara? Because it doesn't appear, because it doesn't belong. Because the Gemara is not even talking about Shini Koine. This is not even the Shini Koine sugya. This is nothing to do with Shini Koine. The sugya in Nun Gimel, like the Brisker Rav, is a discussion about have we met the point of being able to say Shechol Fenech or not? If Hezek Nikra Shmei Hezek, so then that's called a visible change. I didn't say Shini Koine, I never said that. But it's called a visible change, and therefore you can't say Reish Chofanecha. And if Hezek Nikra is Lav Shmei Hezek, then you can't say Reish Chofanecha. According to the Rambam, argues the Brisker Rav, the Gemara in Gittin and Gimel never said the word Shini Koine because that's the wrong sugya. That is not our topic even. That's not our sugya. Obazoi, if the Brisker Rav is right, that the Rambam read this Gemara having nothing to do with Shini Koine, so then Rabbi Yisai, whose kasha is answered b'tuv tam v'das, whose kasha now falls by the wayside, Rabbi Yisai? The Ketzai's kasha. The Ketzai said, hey, wait a second, how could the Gemara say Shini Koine and Gozel Chometz? There's no Shini Hashem, Gevalt, there's no Shini Hashem, Tosfos and Sukkah is wrong. What's the answer? You're right, the Gemara never said it. The Gemara never said Shini Koine. Tosfos said Shini Koine. Gemara never said Shinan Kohen. According to Reb Chaim's Yisoid, according to the Biskurov extension of the Yisoid, the whole Ktsoisis Kasha falls by the wayside. The Ktsoisis Kasha was the Ktsois read the Gemara reading it through the eyes of the Tosfos. The Ktsois was so mushpa by the Tosfos that in the Ktsois's mind, when the Gemara asked the Kasha, the Gemara is asking for Shinan Kohen. So Frek the Ktsois, how can you say Shinan Kohen? Gevalt Geshrigin, what's for Shinan Kohen? There's no Shinan Hashem. Zokti B'chaim and Zokti B'skirav name. The Gemara wasn't even talking the language of Shinan Kohen. It's a different sugi l'gamrei. And therefore the whole Heilige Ktsoisis Kasha falls by the wayside according to this beer. That's the second beer to answer the Ktsoisis Kasha. So we had beer number one was to say that yes, it's a sugi of Shinui, and sometimes Shini Maisa does require Shinui Hashem, sometimes not, similar to the Goyen from last week. And now we're saying a different beer from Reb Chaim, from the B'skirav, that the Gemara is not even talking the language of Shinui. That's not even the sugi here, and therefore I don't care whether it's a Shinui Hashem or not. It's completely and totally irrelevant. Zok Reb Chaim, one final touch for the sugi for tonight. Zok Reb Chaim, I'm going to prove to you that the Rambam's right. I'm going to prove to you that the sugya of Shinui Kaina and the sugya of ability to say Haresh Chalafanecha are not the same sugya. Says Reb Chaim, I'm going to prove to you from the following. It's a Gemara that we learned last week. Let's go back to Bava Kama Daf Samachemid Beis. It's the last of the skinny lines. We spoke a lot about this last week, and this is going to complete the circle for us for this sugya. The last of the skinny lines, Amar Rabbi Law, Gonav Telev Nasa Ayil. Person steals a sheep and now it turns into a ram. It gets old, turns into a ram. Egel v'nasa shoy, you stole a calf, it turns into an ox. Nasa shinu b'yadu, the konoi. You were kind of a shinoi, and once you're kind of a shinoi, tavach amach shlo tavach shlo amach. You're no longer chayef adal behe. You're only chayef adal behe if you shecht or you sell an animal that still belongs to the nigzel. Once you were kind of a shinoi, my city game's over. And it's a terrible thing that you did, but tachlis, we're not going to make you chayef 4 and 5 times. Shlo tavach shlo amach, you were kind of a shinoi. Ace Rabbi Chanina, Rabbi Law, Rabbi Chanina posed the question. Rabbi Chanina claimed that was not a shinui. Rabbi Chanina argues that that's not a shinui. What are Rabbi Chanina, Rabbi Law arguing about? At the end of the day, I have a little baby tle, and now I got a huge ram. I got a little baby, little calf, and I got a huge ox. What are they fighting about? So the chayyur, what they're arguing about, says Rabbi Chaim, is very simple. Yes, it's different, but it's almost like a shinui hanasa memela. It's a shinui that happened on its own. This is not a person who stole wood and turned it into a table. So a shinui that kind of happens gradually in a natural way all by itself, that was the nekudas amachloikas Rabbi Yilo and Rabbi Chinin. Is that called the shinui or not? Rabbi Yilo said yes, and therefore patron dalben, Rabbi Chinin denies it. Comes Reb Chaim and says, Rabbi Yilo and Rabbi Chinin were amirayim. They were, as amirayim, fighting out, is this a shinui nishkin shinui? Each one's entitled to their own opinion. So Reb Chaim, I don't understand. Take a look at Bava Kama now. Back on Sadi Vav Amibayz. Gozo Behemah, the Mishnah says, Gozo Behemah V'iskina, Avadah V'iskina M'sham K'shasa Gazela. The Mishnah says, if you steal an animal and the animal gets old, so the game's over, you can't say Rishchofanach anymore. You M'sham K'shasa Gazela. I think about the Machlek is about Avadah, about Mukshul Kakos. That's not our topic for right now. But everybody agrees to the opening lines of this Mishnah, Gozo Behemah V'iskina M'sham K'shasa Gazela. You cannot pass it off anymore. I stole an animal that was young and strong, and now it's 20 years old. I can't give the old animal back and say, I can't do that anymore. And therefore, you have to pay kashas gezela. Nu, what's Reb Chaim's kasha, they say. How could the Amoraim be fighting about whether a shini memel is called a shinoi? Isn't the Mishnah say it is? The Mishnah says you can't say Reish Chol Fanecha. Isn't the inability to say Reish Chol Fanecha a clear proof that a shini was kaina? Isn't it Shinui Kana that's driving the inability to say Reish Chol Fanecha? According to Tosfos, yeah. Frek Reb Chaim, according to Tosfos, why the Amoraim fighting about whether a Shinui Memela is a Shinui? It's a Beferish Mishnah that it's a Shinui. That can't be. The Amoraim can't be. The Gemara doesn't even quote this Mishnah in the discussion. The Gemara never quotes this Mishnah to refute one of the Amoraim. Says Reb Chaim, I'll tell you why the Gemara doesn't connect the two. Why the Amoraim weren't disturbed with this Mishnah. You know why? This Mishnah is not talking about Shinui Kohen. This Mishnah is talking about a Bezundra that is separate, distinct halacha called Amir Sereish Chalfanecha. Either you can say Sereish Chalfanecha or you can't say Sereish Chalfanecha. That's not a din of Shinui Kohen. you can have an inability to serish chofanecha without a shinikoine. The engine that's driving the inability to serish chofanecha is, was there any kind of physical change whatsoever? In order to say shinikoine, you need much more than just a change in the item. It has to be a shini hashem. It's got to be according to one amora, something that happened, that you did it directly, it didn't happen by itself. There are half dozen halachas that govern vos meint a shinikoine. The Amoraim are fighting about shinikoine. The Mishnah is not even talking about shinikoine. It's a different language, a different sugya. So that was Reb Chaim. One of Reb Chaim, shtaka rayas. Chaim's riot is yisai to the Ram Shita. That the legamri, two different sugyas. How do you refute this? It sounds very powerful. It sounds like this puts Tosfos in a bad position. According to Tosfos, that's one sugya. Everything is shinikoine. Everything's hinging on shinikoine. How could the Amoraim be fighting about Tlevin Asa Ayil? Isn't it clear in the Mishnah that Gan of a Gazel Behemoth Iskina, the game's over, it's Shinikoina? So the Chazinish commented on this Reb Chaim. We take a look at Reb Chaim, take a look at the Yoinis of the Chazinish. It's Reb Chaim Yochas Gezela, so many of the Reb Chaims have the comments of the Chazinish printed in the back. Chazinish said he didn't think it was a Kashi B'chlam. So the Chazinish, he said, both sugyas are shinikoina sugyas. Tosfos may be 100% right. They're both sugyas of shinikoina. What's the difference between gozel behemah v'iskina and tlevin asa ayil? And nobody should be insulted by what the Chazaner said. I consider myself, I'm already over the age of 50, so I can say this. Nobody should be insulted. Says the Chazanish, zikena, hiskina, that's a shinikoina l'choladeyes. That was not a machlokes. The difference between a young animal and an older animal, that's a vada shinoi. That's leisban de polig. When it reaches the point of old, old doesn't mean a few months older. Old means it's, I don't know, higila gvuros, higila zikna. I don't know what the shia of old is for, the old age for animal. I don't know when the animals can collect their social security. But says the Chazanish, the Mishnah is talking about stealing a baby animal, now it's an old animal, this is vada shinoi. The machlokes amoraim had nothing to do with the shini but mamela. The machlokes was, I stole an animal and now it's a few months older. It used to be a tlan, now it's an isle. It used to be an eagle, now it's a shore. So is there a fundamental difference between a 6-month-old animal and a 12-month-old animal? It's a little bigger, a little chubbier, a little fatter, a little more dangerous, but it's fundamentally the same animal. That's what Rabbi Chanina thought. Rabbi Eloi said, no, it's fundamentally different. On Daf Tzadi Vav, that's a shina. That's a shina l'choladeis. So machlokes Reb Chaim and the Chazanish about what conclusion we should draw from Tzadivav, from the Mishnah. According to Reb Chaim, the conclusion we have to draw from Tzadivav is supporting the Rambam Shita that Tzadivav is not talking the language of Shinai. It's a different sugya lagamri, and therefore it's not relevant to what's going on in Rabbi Chanina and Rabbi Eloi. And therefore you can have a particular change in an animal that's potentially not a shinoi for shinoi kind of purposes, but it's still enough of a non-ke'enshe gozal to prevent you from saying Rosh Chalfanech. And the Chazanish saw no. Chazanish responded to defend Tosfos that you don't see anything from Tzadivav. Tzadivav is vaita, the same lashon, the hainuach, the same lashon of shinoi koine. And the only reason why shinoi is koine here and not there is because there are different dargas. Not all changes in age are the same halachically. Sometimes a change in age to the point of being from a yellow to a zoka in dos is a shinoi. From a year or two older, that's not considered to be a shinoi. So, not for me to be mechriya. I just try to present. I presented a machlokes thing, Tosfos and Gittin, no question about it. Tosfos and Gittin and Gimel and the Rambam Nuchas Gezeil are talking two different languages. Reb Chaim discovered that the two different languages. The Ktzois was assuming Be'ikvas HaTosfos. The Chazanish thought that Reb Chaim's rayas were not convincing. We could still defend Tosfos. Again, Habeche Yivchiku, you could choose whether you want to go down the route of Tosfos in the Sugya, the route of Tosfos in the Ktzois, or the Rambam and Reb Chaim. I couldn't even begin to be Machriya. And these Gedoyle Olam, Mishayim and Acharonim, the two Eilam Eilam Divilekim Chayim, two Gevaldik, a different Biurim Lagamri, and this entire Sugya, one Sugya, two Sugyas. And Rabbi Yisai, this entire thing all hinges upon our Tosfos and Sukkah. I don't even think we opened the Gemara Sukkah tonight, but we're trying to learn one line of Tosfos and Sukkah. But Tosfos and Sukkah simply said, just yanking the Hadassim out of the ground is not enough to be, that's not enough to solve the Lechem problems, because it's a Shini Mais without a Shini Hashem. And that Yisod of Tosfos got the Ktzos, the Esis Kasha. We gave a little bit of a teretz based on the going from last week. We elaborated upon Reb Chaim and the Biskarov this week. Showed that the Machlokes Tosfos in the Rambam. Showed that the Sugyos could be understood, Bein Lefi Tosfos, Bein Lefi Rambam. And if you're willing to go down the route of Rambam and Reb Chaim and Reb Iskarov, then you could potentially solve that dilemma of the Hailing Gailing of Malakatzais. Okay, so by say, like I see him, I think on this sugya, we'll have a little bit of a break, Mitzvah in terms of our Sukkah sugya, Mitzvah next week. It should be Zeichet to fulfill the mitzvah of Orla Botka, Botka, Sachobis, Dohaner, so that'll be the mitzvah Salila next week. So hopefully we won't have the Shir next week. The following week will be, I think we'll already be Shir Shal Pesach. So Kriyas Yamsuf, we'll be focusing on other Gevaldik in Yonim. And Mirat Hashem, about later the Toiv after that, so we'll go back to some of the Sukkah Sugyas. In the interim, though, there will be a Mirat Hashem, a lot of different learning opportunities, so keep up to date in terms of the announcements on the shul. But Mirat Hashem, tomorrow night, so we're going to be having the 9:15, it'll be kind of a general, I think we're going to call it a B'nai Assurance / Ohar Torah, if that's okay with everybody, all together kind of a shiur at this point. I think we've broken down all boundaries in shiurim. So that'll be almost a little inyani drush related to the Leil HaSeder. So that'll be Mitzvah Shem 9:15 tomorrow night. And then Motzei Shabbos, we didn't set a time yet, probably around 9 o'clock, we'll have to set up the final time, will be Mitzvah Shem, the Shabbos of Gadol Drasha, there'll be Mar Mekomos, that'll be sent out for that as well, so that'll be like we always do, about an hour and 15 minutes, so a real, a real Shia for Shabbos of Gadol Drasha, that'll be Mitzvah Shem approximately 9 o'clock, Motzei Shabbos. And then stay tuned. There will be a Mietz Hashem. We're going to try to, always on Yontif, we have the Iyun Shiurim every afternoon of Yontif. Obviously, that's not going to be an option now. But we can just simply transport those Iyun Shiurim in Shul for Yontif to Chol HaMoed over Zoom. So hopefully, Mietz Hashem, we'll probably be doing that. Tentatively, I will send out the formal schedule. Probably tentative. We always like to get about 4 Shiurim into that. So we may try to pull off a 1 Motzoi Yontif Shiur, like on the Motzoi Shabbos of the first 3 days of Yontif, and then probably Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, again, depending on the time, we'll keep you posted. We're going to try to learn a whole sugya together at the Iyun. My Mekomos will be available for that as well. So keep posted, keep up to date, and what's going on. Hopefully, that's a Shabbos in the next couple of days and weeks. Okay, wish everyone a good night. Everyone should stay well, and we'll be in touch. Okay, good. Thank you to everybody. Good to see you, Binyamin, and Avi. It's the Florida Chevra, okay. Good.
Abby.
Yeah.
Isn't the machlokes the Truma Sukkiyah and the Kesais the same machlokes? About whether or not the fact that.
So the emphasis is that the Truma Sukkiyah and the Kesais were not even talking about Shini, they were talking about Yush. So it's not even part of this. They were talking about when. They were talking about if Yush is kindness, as a big machlokes, the Mazunder famous machlokes about if I'm Messiah from something, you weren't Zeich on it yet. So was the Yush Typhus or not? So that was a famous sheet of the Truma Sakri, that's not Typhus altogether. And the Ktois wanted to bring a Mariah from a Gemara about Gozel Chometz. So if you take a look at that Truma Sakri, it's a Ktois. It's a Ktois in Tof Vav. It's part of the famous Ktois about Shohanisko, Shahuzmu Edov. You remember that Ktois? About Yisur HaNoah not being Shalom. I think it's Tof Vav Beis, if I'm not mistaken. So at the very end, there's a cryptic line in the Ktzos, about a one-liner, when he's merames to what I just told you. And if you have a fancy Ktzos with a footnote, so they'll show you the Mamre Kermis. If you get stuck and you can't find it, call me later. Okay? Good. All right, Binyam, I gave you work to do, okay? All right? Keep you up to date. Okay, good. Be well. Everyone should be well. Take care. All right. I'm sorry, Avi. I heard the news. I'm just... Yeah. I just heard from Yehuda just called me. I'm so sorry about that. Yeah, I should have the service type is in the family. Okay.